This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Welcome to All About Terry H, a.k.a. All About the Truth. On today's episode, we cover hot topics including the latest Real Housewives firing and recap Summer House.
Hi, Chantel.
Hey, Roxanne.
Happy Friday.
No, I'm grumpy today because I look out and record, it's like snowing like crazy, you guys, and it's supposed to be spring here.
Well, I mean, it's just been bipolar weather where we've had like all of February was actually really decent weather. That's not normal for Michigan. Okay. So then all of a sudden it's snowing like crazy today. Usually my kids have snow days, but thank God the school didn't catch on that it was going to snow like this. And yeah. My kids are in school.
Like, so. I woke up and I was just like shocked. Like, if you saw the look on my face, I was like I thought I was in a different universe.
I like don't leave my house, so for me it doesn't matter. But my husband dropped the kids, and he came back, and he was like, "Oh God, that weather looks really bad." Or he's like, "That was really bad." I'm like, "Oh, that sucks." But yeah, Chantel, did you hear about a firing?
No. Oh, I did. I think so. Like, are we talking about Beverly Hills firing?
Yes.
Yes, I did.
So it looks like Bravo does not play with Beverly Hills because it is their most successful franchise. So they're already getting into let's cast, let's cast. I know the reunion just came out, let's cast. And Anne Marie has gotten fired. Anne Marie has gotten fired. It's so crazy because you know what, Chantel? After the reunion, I kind of felt like maybe she did deserve another chance. But then I still have PTSD from how she acted at BravoCon.
Yeah, no, I mean, I just think she didn't fit. But when she wrote her, like, she wrote a letter on Instagram, and I felt bad for her a little bit. But you know, that's just the nature of the games. Like, sometimes you come on and you try to give what you can, and it just doesn't like connect, and it didn't fit.
It kind of sucks because she does basically blame things on production a little bit. This is what she said. She said, "I got word today that I will not be returning to Beverly Hills. To say that I'm disappointed is an understatement. I never auditioned for the show. The show found me and asked me to be on it out of the blue 6 weeks after the cast had already started filming." That's interesting. She said, "I was thrown into filming 2 weeks later, mid-season. I was very excited about the opportunity. I thought following exactly what I was instructed to do throughout filming last season was the way the, quote, game was played. Listening to what I was instructed to do was my rookie mistake. What I am disappointed about is that the fans never got to see the real me or even a glimpse of my unique story. Contrary to what you see on the show, I am not obsessed with the esophagus. What I am is a woman, a proud Black woman who is truly blessed with a wonderful, strong Black man as my husband who lifts me and our four wonderful children up with so much love and positivity daily." She said that it was important to show the true Black love exists in Beverly Hills. You know, she does say, "My struggle with losing my mother to lung cancer within weeks of taping and my struggle with adoption trauma, what was going to be, still will be a new life journey for me to find my biological parents, all of which was taped, was never shown last season."
Wow.
Yeah. She says a little bit more, but she says, like, "Until we meet again." But it is crazy that they did film that stuff. I think, honestly, during the season, and she wasn't well received and she talks a lot, that they were like, "Let's take this out. It doesn't even matter." And I think that production knew she was like a one-hit wonder.
Oh, 100%.
They would have showed these stories. But
That what happened with her husband, all the stuff that was going around with
him, was like rape allegations or something.
Yeah, they were just like, Like, they're like, why should we show him? Show him being, like, a loving husband and, like, father right now. Like, they probably were just, like, erring on the side of caution.
Yeah, I'm sure. Especially because she wasn't well-received on top of it. So there was, like, there wasn't that many wins with her. All I know, and we've talked about this, is at BravoCon, she wasn't introduced yet. And you guys, you would have thought she was on the show for 10 years. Yeah. She talked more than anybody on the stage. She like, she's a confident person, but she's also, I think, very unaware. So it was like, it was too much because everyone's like, who are you anyways? And she would just talk over everybody and act like she was so famous and has been on the show for 10 years. And it was like, okay, anyways, can you let the other ladies talk? I want them to answer the question. So she gave off weird vibes at BravoCon. So I'm sure based on that, she's so disappointed, so down that she is not coming back.
Yeah, because, like, especially what she said, like, she's like, I, like, was listening to exactly what was told me. Okay. So, like, clearly she's, like, saying that production kept telling her, bring up the esophagus, fight with Sutton, and she, like, did everything that they told her, and then, like, look what happens.
Well, what production will do a lot of times is they'll say, this is really boring, you should bring up this, or what are you going to bring up? And there's, like, that pressure to bring it up and stuff, but at the end of the day, you don't have to do it. She did it. Didn't work out for her.
Yeah.
I'm sure, obviously, like, drinking was involved, so you have, like, balls to, like, talk more about stupid things while you're drinking.
Oh, for sure.
So, also, Chantal, Larsa Pippen and Marcus Jordan, they broke up again, and it's for good.
Yeah, I do see that this time it's for sure going to be for good. Like, there's no way that you're going to break up a couple times in the news and then go get back together. Yeah.
What's so crazy is she had sex with that man allegedly 5 times a day, and that still didn't keep that relationship going. For real,
I mean,
though.
there were so many, like not even red flags, but, like, just, like, potential problems from the start. So it's, like, it's not that shocking.
Yeah, no, I mean, we all knew it, but the way that she portrayed it and then the separation anxiety, I'm telling you, the separation anxiety came from the fact that she was scared for him to be alone with other women. It wasn't because of anything else.
Eating better is easy with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and get after your goals. I will say I've used tons of different food services, and this is my favorite because it's convenient and easy, and I don't have to wash a bunch of dishes after I make everything. Factor is the perfect solution if you're looking for fast premium options with no cooking required, no prep, no mess meals. Factor meals are ready to heat and eat, so there's no prepping, cooking, or cleanup needed. Head to factormeals.com/TRH50 and use code TRH50 to get 50% off. That's code TRH50 at factormeals.com/TRH50 to get 50% off.
Addy. Ladies, did you know that one of the most common complaints from women about their sexual health is a frustrating low libido? Our sex drive can decline, but it's also treatable. Addy or flibanserin is FDA approved and has been clinically proven to increase sexual desire in certain premenopausal women who are bothered by a low libido. So if you feel like you've lost your desire and want to get it back, stop falling for the snake oils and ask your doctor about Addy today or go to Addy.com. That's ADDYI.com.
Addy is for premenopausal women with acquired generalized hypoactive sexual desire disorder, HSDD, who have not had problems with low sexual desire in the past, who have low sexual desire no matter the type of sexual activity, the situation, or the sexual partner. The low sexual desire is troubling to them and is not due to a medical or mental health problem, problems in the relationship, or medicine or other drug use. Addy is not for use in men or to enhance sexual performance. Your risk of severe low blood pressure and fainting is increased if you drink 1 to 2 standard alcoholic drinks close in time to your Addy dose. Wait at least 2 hours after drinking before taking Addy at bedtime. Your risk of severe low blood pressure and fainting is also increased if you take certain prescriptions, over-the-counter or herbal medications, or have liver problems. Low blood pressure and fainting can happen when you take Addy, even if you don't drink alcohol or take other medicines. Do not take if you are allergic to any of the ingredients in Addy. Allergic reactions may include hives, itching or trouble breathing. Sleepiness, sometimes serious, can occur. Common side effects include dizziness, nausea, tiredness, difficulty falling asleep or staying asleep, and dry mouth. See full PI and medication guide, including box warning at Addy.com/PI or call 844-PINK-PILL.
Ask your doctor about Addy today or go to Addy.com. That's ADDYI.com.
Yeah, I think for her, it probably was, like, a big deal that she finally liked someone, you know, for a while now that, like, she truly liked someone, called him her boyfriend. So, like, she probably, like, forgot how that felt.
Yeah, maybe.
And was like, let me keep him. And she, like, was clearly obsessed with him, but.
Yeah. Also, Karen Huger of Potomac got charged with a DUI. She was on, she was stopped by the police department at 11:50 p.m. and officially charged with driving a vehicle while impaired by alcohol and driving while under the influence of alcohol. She does have a mandatory court appearance. And that's kind of crazy.
No, no. What's crazy is that, like, the way when Shannon got charged with DUI, like, the amount of, like, uproar happened. And then, like, right now with Karen, like, it's, like, crickets. Like, no one even, like, is saying that much. But, like, it's, like, you guys at this point, it's, like, why are you guys drinking and driving? Like, you know you're a public figure. No one should be doing that. Like, get a damn Uber. You have the money to do it. Get a damn Uber.
Well, the thing that happened with her that was a little bit different is when it first came out, it just said she got into a really bad car crash. Everyone was, like, really concerned. And then it said she was allegedly driving in an aggressive manner very fast before the collision and that she was also drinking. She ended up making a statement after the incident and said, thank you for all the prayers and well wishes during this very frightening experience. I am still in shock from last night's incident, but grateful to be alive today. With the passing of my beloved mother, grief comes and goes in waves. And with Mother's Day approaching, it has felt like a tsunami.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, okay.
You guys, Mother's Day is in 2 months, though. I don't know.
I don't mean to laugh because that is really sad, but oh my gosh, Karen, just say you shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, we have all the resources, you know, so I don't know.
And it's, like, really crazy. And I think the reason why Shannon was also crazy is, like, we actually got the footage. And when you see something that, like, see the actual footage, you're like, holy shit.
But and so much was happening with Shannon. It was, like, a whole downfall.
Yeah.
So
like,
did
she
you
really is a drinker where like Karen.
Oh, like, exactly. Don't... Like, yeah, you barely see her drinking.
Yeah. Like Karen's not.
So
someone
maybe
that really,
a
like...
lot was, you know, but still, yeah. Like, don't get in the car.
Yeah.
Where's her man, dude? He's like sleeping at home. So did you watch Summer House?
Yes.
Okay. And I heard you watch The Valley. We don't have to go into it, but because it's a first episode, first episodes are a lot. What did you think overall of The Valley?
It's not bad. Like, it's not like I was like, oh my God, hanging on to like the edge of my seat here. Like, you know, I was like watching it while I was cooking and stuff. So like, I liked it. Like, I do like the new people. I think they all like some of them are hot messes. Like Jesse, right? Is it Jesse?
Yeah, they're already separated.
No way.
Yeah, yeah. You could tell from a mile away that was gonna happen.
Oh yeah, like you could see the disconnect. But it is crazy. Like, it scares someone like me when they're like, everyone's like, I mean, I know this. Like, you guys all say, like, oh, your relationship changes when you have kids. And like, I know that. But it's like, when you like, we're like, are watching it, you're like, oh my God.
It really does. Cause I mean, there's just like the pressure. It's like a contest. Who's more tired? Who did more? Who, you know, you start like, and then there's like that resentment. So you really have to figure out your dynamic. And that's why I also think when you have kids, like it really does take a village. I know people with their first child, they're so territorial and, you know, and that's fair. Okay. That's fine. I'm the complete opposite. I'm like, who wants to hold my child? But, I think allowing people in helps, like, at least, like, I mean, I have four kids, like, basically back to back. So, obviously, that the reason, because it does take a village, I have, you know, my mom at the end of the day. I know not everyone has someone, but I do think that also adds stress when you don't have help and stuff, like, you know, to just, like, run, like, little errands or whatever it is. And then
and like
there's
they all like live in, like,
LA.
Yeah, and, like, they all, like, live in LA, and it's, like, I doubt any of their parents are really there.
Yeah, well, Sheena's moving to the Valley, and honestly, I think the Valley would make way more sense with Lala and Sheena in it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because, like, they are moms, and, like, I'm sure they do want to show a different side to them, and, like, they do want to show that side, and it's, like, I would like to see that from them since we, like, have already invested, like, 10 years of our lives with them.
It would just make the most sense, like, what's going on with Vanderpump Rules, like, I feel like they don't even fit in it anymore.
Yeah. And, like, you do see, like, Brock and, like, Sheena. Like, I mean, I know you didn't even, like, watch last episode, but I did end up watching a little bit of it. And, like, you see Brock getting so mad. He's like, we need to be on a schedule. And she's like, there is no schedule when you have kids. Like, we're not on a schedule. And, like, they were getting so mad at each other. I'm like,
they have a lot of disagreements, though.
Yeah.
About
and I'm like, this
rate.
Would be. But, like, no, they were, like, they actually, like, to me, like, fight healthy because then right away they were, like, laughing and it was, like, cute kind of. But I'm, like, this would be good on The Valley, not on Vanderpump.
Yeah, that's true. But she also doesn't, like, she has a hard time leaving her kid with anybody. Again, it's her first kid. I feel like once the second kid comes, you're, like, oh, okay, anyways. You know, it was cute that I was, like, this with my first. But with your second, it's, like, impossible to be sane and be like that, you know? Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I like it, you guys. It actually, the ratings were over 700,000, which is incredible ratings. That, like, beats, like, Potomac,
Jax is gonna
Miami. Yeah, it beats all of those. So that's incredible. Hopefully it keeps up. I just feel like it's relatable. So, you know, and just seeing the, even if you're not a mom or a dad, like, I still find it to be very interesting.
Yeah, I'm not. And, like, I still like to see it. I mean, Kristen, like, you know, we get Kristen back, and, like, you get to see her life. She's just, like, so funny sometimes, that one.
She's chaotic, that one. She's all over the place. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then, like, so I'm excited to see the dynamics of like, how it turns out.
So let's talk Summer House, though. Yesterday was a new episode of Summer House, and it was okay. It wasn't like anything, you know, it was still good. Like, I still like watching Summer House, but it begins with Carl calling his mom. And I wanted to ask you what you thought about him calling his mom to vent his frustration about, you know, how down he's been with how him and Lindsay are communicating. Do you think that's a good idea? What do you think?
I think sometimes, like, once in a while, you should, like, give the lowdown to your parents. And I think with this, though, she kind of, like, was like, has this been happening? So, like, you know that he doesn't go back and tell her all the time. So I think, like, that was, like, the first step of him, like, kind of, like, acknowledging that maybe there is a problem in this relationship, and maybe I'm not going to go through this marriage, because, like, he felt the need to tell his mom. So, like, he was kind of dropping breadcrumbs to her.
I think it's okay that he vents to his mom, because his mom seems like a cordial person. So she doesn't hype Carl up or make things worse, because there are moms who will be like, you know what, honey, you're just better than her. You can't do this, you know, like, let him. And his mom seems like the mom who's like, figure it out on your own. Like, you're going to figure it out on your own.
Yeah. No, what do you mean? My mom would just right away be like, you're the one that's in the wrong. Go kiss his ass. I'm like,
oh my God. Our moms, like, choose, especially your mom, but they choose our husbands over us, like, any day. And if they even see us acting, like, a little bit out of line, which to them, anything is out of line, they'll literally be like, oh my gosh, like, don't act like that. They're scared. Like, our husbands are going
to
leave us.
Which is so ironic, because they are the devils to their husbands.
Oh my gosh. Terrible. They're so terrible. Especially your dad, like, he doesn't say a word, and she, like, runs that man.
Exactly. And so it's, like, so funny that she, like, will tell me, like, if I ever say, like, I never even once told my mom anything, but, like, let's say I did, she would, because I've seen it with my sister before, she will literally be like, it's your fault, go say sorry, and, like, go like, make sure it's all right. And we're like, okay, we're not telling you anything ever again.
The worst thing is when we tell our parents stuff, because when we tell our parents stuff, they, like, use it against us, and then they won't stop bringing it up. Mm-hmm. They're not like a Carl's mom. They just like agitate you even more, that you're like, I immediately regret, you know, whatever. I told my mom 2 days ago that I got into, like, a little argument with my brother. We'll get over it. Like, I'm going to see him this weekend. I told my mom that, right? Yesterday, she's at my house. Okay, so I told her, like, 2 days ago, you know, and like, whatever. Yesterday, she's at my house. She's like, so have you talked to your brother? She's like, are you still fighting with him? And I'm like, oh my God. I was like, I literally just told you, like, if it wasn't anything. And then I, like, immediately regretted that I even told her, because I just don't want that. And then she's making it more, like, intense than it was.
Yeah. It's like, she's like making it seem like they're so much more in a fight. She wants a tea, and it's like, okay, sit down.
And it was, like, over, like, something with, like, his ex-wife. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, like, the drums. But yeah, like, me and him are completely fine. I'm about to have a baby. Like, we get over it, you know? But I was like, this is why I don't tell you. Cause, like, it's been one day and you're asking me if I'm still fighting with my brother, making it, like, the most dramatic thing ever.
And, like, or, like, now she'll go and tell him too. So it's just like, hey.
Oh, I know. And he'll be like, you really went and told mom? Like, you're so extra. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I know. I was like, we must have been, like, bored sitting down or something that I brought it up. Anyway, so Carl just wants to, at the end of the day, have a fun night. And I don't blame him, because he's been having such a shitty experience. But I thought Chantal the camping was such a cute, fun theme. And the ladies, to me, their outfits, and even if it's, like, basic, they always deliver. Like, with every theme, they always deliver.
Yeah, I was, like, always saying, like, if we ever get stuck on, like, what theme we should do for, like, a party, it's like, just go watch back, like, all the summer houses, and we'll find a theme. They're so good with their themes.
Why did I cover my eyes when Sierra and Wes kissed?
I don't know.
See that?
Yeah, like, it's just, like, it's still fresh and new, so we're not, like, you know, and like, and then
it looked like an awkward kiss.
Yeah, like the sexual tension wasn't like really building up because they've already like dabbled into it right away. So it's like, yeah,
I don't
know. I can see that being awkward.
I like them together though, but I don't see this being anything outside of Summer House.
Yeah, I can meet. We'll see. We'll see. I don't know how I feel yet.
Yeah. I was dying when, you know, they're all like sleeping outside because that's the whole point of the camping thing. And Amanda's like, don't, I'm too hot. Don't touch me.
She's like, that's like the epitome of like the marriage. Like,
I know.
Someone that's in a marriage for a long time and then you see the other ones kissing and she's like, don't touch me.
Yeah. Well, like, well, because I did a rewatch of Summer House and, you know, Amanda was a booty call for a little bit. So like, and then, so she was constantly having sex with Kyle. And then now like, she's always like, don't touch me. Ew, gross. Well, let's go to sleep. Like you never see them have sex ever. Like the last four seasons.
I know. You know what? Because we'll talk about it towards the end of the episode because they do bring it up. I do wonder, like, she didn't say her number, but I do wonder if, like, they do. And, like, if it's, like, or if they said they made a conscious effort not to do it on camera anymore because, like, they don't want that. Like, it's weird.
I don't think they give a shit about that at all. If you're going to act drunk and out of control on camera and you've already had sex multiple times on camera with, like, a blanket over you, they don't care. It actually feels weird, by the way, with Paige not being here this specific weekend.
I like missed her. And me too. And I like when we started the episode again without her, I'm like, wait, can we like hurry up and be done with this weekend?
Yeah.
Like there's nothing else in this weekend that I care to see. Like, let's go to the next.
Exactly. Carl and Lindsay are in bed and he apologizes. And I feel like Lindsay can never accept an apology because he'll apologize and then she'll be like, but I don't even know where it came from. She seems to drag every single argument and it's exhausting.
Yes, because like he, like, oh my God, because this is what, like, I hope I'm never like this. He apologized and she's like, yeah, I just don't understand. It's like, no, he just apologized. There's no retalking about it. Just say, thank you so much. I apologize for my thing. And she just like, could not do that. She had to make sure he was aware of what he did again that got her to be mad and got him to apologize.
He makes all the appropriate steps to make things better. And then she just kind of drags him down.
She's something else. Like she really is. This girl's in therapy all the time. It's like, what are you doing in there? Because
get a new therapist at this point, because I don't know what they're teaching you or what they're advising you, because you're either not following or you're just, you know, I know she has abandonment issues and all that stuff. Cause when I did that rewatch, like I got a refresher, but she is always doing the most and it's exhausting.
She needs to, first of all, they're not a match. Okay. That's one.
No.
I think that like, they're just not a match. And then two, she needs to take an accountability class. I think that's what she needs. Maybe that'll be helpful. Yeah.
Jesse wants to see a night that Carl and Lindsay don't fight. And Jesse asked Carl if Lindsay ever apologized for accusing him of being on drugs. And Sierra thinks that it's hard to witness her Lindsay makes such a strong accusation because of how far he's come. And I agree with Sierra. You know, Sierra makes a good point that Lindsay wants children tomorrow. And she thinks about her childhood and how her mom walked away because she didn't want, you know, the kids to grow up in that toxic environment. And her dad drank and like all that stuff. And, you know, Lindsay drinks. And she's just like, why would you want to bring kids into this world when your relationship is like this?
No, I like that she said that. Like, oh, you guys, all of these things are like planting seeds in Carl's head, which is like a good, I think that's a good friend to do though, because it's like, you're not telling him like, don't get married, but you're literally saying like, are you sure? Like, especially Jesse, like Jesse's this new guy. He's very upfront. He's very concerned. Like he's so concerned. And he's like,
is this like, what it's like to be engaged?
Yeah. And he's like, holy. And he just like sees it. Like he sees what's about to happen. And he's like, kind of like letting him know, like, you know, like, Did she apologize? Did she not? Like, he was, like, straight up asking the right questions. But we skipped over a scene about Amanda and Kyle and, like, her wanting to move to New Jersey. What do you feel about that?
Oh, yeah. I did mention that in the end when they talk about the houses. But I understand it. I mean, you know, we'll get into, like, what Paige is paying and stuff. And, I mean, if you want to stay in New York, the closest to you is New Jersey. I mean, at the end of the day, Chantal, when we were in New Jersey, I remember before we hung out with Jennifer Aiden, we went to New York to get her a cake. And then, like, it was crazy because even when we were in Hoboken and New York were, like, literally 20 minutes from each other. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's the most realistic thing ever because the amount that you have to pay to live in New York is not worth it as a family.
Oh, 100%.
Unless and, like, you're, like, walking to their downtown area and you have a job there.
Yeah. And it was just funny though, because like, I mean, it's like, I need the sunshine. I'm like, girl, New Jersey's not sunshine, but okay.
I know, like New Jersey. Well, New Jersey has literally the same weather as we do. And then I just remember in Hoboken, it was so windy that I was like, this is even colder than Michigan.
Yeah.
So Paige, so we see Paige and she wants to get a two bedroom where her king size bed can fit, because as we all know, New York apartments, it's teeny tiny. And we find out that Paige is paying $8,500 a month for her apartment, and I could never. $8,500.
Even, like, Craig is like, what the hell? But what's crazy is that, like, remember when they were all, like, clowning on Lindsay and Carl for paying $12,000? It's like, you're not that far off.
Yeah, that's so true. Because at least it's, like two of them. And,
yeah.
Yeah, so they would have split that $6,000, $6,000, and you're, like, paying $8,500. Oh, I never thought about that.
Yeah, I was like, thinking about it. Because I'm like, you guys, like, had so much to say.
Wow, yeah, and, that's like, so true.
It's, like, we don't know. I mean, maybe, obviously, maybe Paige, they know Paige makes more money and, like, whatever. But it's, like, you're paying a lot of money for your apartment, too.
$8,500? I'm sorry. That's not okay.
No, that really
and
is
her
insane.
Apartment like, does look nice, but it's, like, so small. So,
she literally, like, a small little island and then, like, probably two closets. And then two bedrooms. Like, that's crazy, you guys.
Yeah. So Paige is bringing Craig, and when they get there, they talk about the apartment costs and talk about Paige going to an apartment that looked the same size, but that cost $12,000. And Lindsay is so direct. She asked Craig, well, would you contribute? And he says he would pay for the remainder that is outside her budget, but Paige doesn't want that.
Yeah, these are the moments I'm like, Paige, like, just give him a little bone. Like, give it to him. Like, it's okay. Like, if, you know, if you got, like, a $10,000 apartment, like, you can cover that one day. Like, if you guys really did break up, you could cover that. Like, you're fine.
I just think, you know, it's crazy because he says he's willing, but he doesn't know what they're doing. And this man just wants to marry her. And I just feel like she's in a different place. It's, I don't know. She's like, she thinks, you know, time is, you know, she's always going to be this. I don't know. Cause it's like, if you have a good man, if you're in love, she's in her thirties, like, it's the perfect age. There shouldn't be this much, you know, questioning.
What made me so happy is, like, when we see the conversation between Kyle and Craig, and, like, Craig's mindset has changed. Like, it's not, like, from 6 months ago, from Southern Charm or whatever, like, he is finally saying, like, listen, like, my patience will run out. And, you know, if it's not going to happen, it's not going to happen. Like, he's finally, like, taking that, like, you know, like that shift of, like, maybe not to scare her, but just to realize it for himself and saying, like, you know, like, this is where my mind is. And I hope that does scare her a little bit, because you can lose your man right now.
Well, the difference is, and he even points out, he said, I've never felt better. I actually love myself. I'm at peace with where I'm. So obviously this business that happened in Charleston has made his confidence go through the roof, where he's a confident man now and he wasn't before. So he loves this version. He says that he has become the best version of himself. And if they don't work out, if they work out, they work out. But if they don't, it's not the end of the world, which I appreciate him being a realist about it. He says he loves Charleston. She loves New York. And also, she's not ready to get married. He's at a different spot. I don't think either of them would ever be unfaithful with each other, but it's a timing thing.
Yep.
Relationships are about sacrifice. So Craig has been patient, but he says the patient isn't going to be forever. And can you imagine flying back and forth like they do? I would die.
Yeah. And I feel like him saying that, though, like, finally putting his foot down a little bit might give her the push that she needs. But I mean, maybe not, though, because this was filmed last year and, like, we're already a year later. And they're still not engaged or married. So it's like, and, like, it's kind of scary because, like, in this moment, they're talking about, like, her new lease, and, like, that's like signing another 1 or 2 year lease. So you know that she's going to be in New York for that long.
Yeah, exactly. So we find out that Carl really wanted to skip a Friday night, but we find out the real reason was because he wanted to avoid fighting. So Kyle tells the boys that he heard Lindsay and Carl at their apartment sleep separate. And they just have such a problematic relationship. But do you think Kyle should have been gossiping like that?
No. But, like, you know what? This is a problem, though, is that when you open your, when you, like, even when they were all giving Carl advice that one day, after, like, the spin class, is that when you fight in front of people, you open the door for everyone to have an opinion. So, like,
yeah,
because you do that, and, like, I think that's what we talked about. Craig and Paige, like, are smart about not, like, it's, like, you know they have a pack not to fight in front of people.
Oh, 100%.
And so, it's, like, because they've seen it. So, it's, like, if you're going to fight in front of people, you're giving everyone the opportunity to talk about it. So, at this point, like, he can. Like, everyone knows what's happening. Everyone's concerned. So, it's, like, you know, he's just telling them what he's heard. But right. I think as being Carl Lindsay's, like, longest friend, maybe he should have just, like, held that back. Especially because if they did, like, end up getting married.
Yeah. Well, when Lindsay is getting ready, she says that Carl isn't a sexual person and that she is. So she tells Paige and Amanda this. She says they are having sex once every couple of weeks. And I died when Paige says people lie about the whole sex stuff because it's so true. Paige gives an example and she's like, when people say they haven't had sex in a couple of weeks, that could mean actually you haven't had sex in months. And I do think that is true. Or you could be like a Larsa where you say you have sex 5 times a day and it's like, girl, you know, so I do think no matter what, people exaggerate. And it's just not a good sign at all. She said,
no, that's your year two. Like, I'm sorry. That is not a good sign. Like, you're engaged. You're, I mean, engagement, like, maybe towards the end, like, I can understand you guys are, like, getting nervous about things, but, like, especially because she is such a sexual person, that is not okay.
Well, he is too. Like, watching back, I was like, holy moly. You
but
know?
He was on drugs.
Yeah, that's so true. And he was,
but
drunk,
you're right. Maybe like he would be more sexual to a person that's like more loving and approach.
Soft.
But, like, yeah. He now I can get a hard on for you when you're
and
yelling
he's, like,
at all
agitated. Yeah, yeah. That's so true. Paige is like, we have sex every time. And I'm like, Paige, you also like live away from him. So you obviously every time you guys see each other, you know,
it's
the
easier.
Weekends that
yeah,
you do,
like,
it's way
so, like,
easier.
For them, it's like she probably like has it like 3 times every 2 weeks or like, you know, like whatever, but
yeah,
I don't know their schedule.
But Amanda's like, oh, don't tell me we've been together for 10 years, but she does say at the point of our relationship, when we were 2 years in, we were having sex like every day.
Yeah. And we saw that.
Yeah, literally. But it was crazy when she said that Craig doesn't even, not Craig, I'm sorry, Carl doesn't even initiate sex, according to Lindsay. But I feel like I take whatever Lindsay says with, like, a grain of salt.
Yes. No, literally. Like, it's like, I don't even believe you, Lindsay.
I know. I don't either.
Except that I believe that you guys don't have sex that much.
I know. I mean, I believe it, but, like, does he not initiate? I don't know. I feel like he's making all the appropriate steps, and then she's just trying to villainize him.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. Yeah, exactly. Like, she's a very... She I think it's because, like, it's to protect herself. Like, she always tries to put negativity on her like partner, and it's like not a good trait to have. Like, you need to learn to uplift him.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he'll initiate.
Yeah, I agree. So, but please don't ever say you were blindsided, mama. You were there's no way all the signs were there. You probably
I'm
didn't think
writing a lot, but like, I wonder if like he ever did ever say like, should we be getting married, you know, like, so maybe
right.
like that's where the blindsidedness comes.
I just think she never thought he would follow through because, like, everyone already paid for everything, you know?
Yeah.
And she's like, there's no way you're going to end it. So I'm blindsided because everyone paid for their trip. Like, we're doing a freaking destination wedding. And it's like, no, he canceled that, you guys. He had balls. But better he do it now than when they're married.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Another thing that was so funny, sorry, because, like, I really clearly, I was, like, having the TV on, and I was watching the after show of the Vanderpump Rules. That's how I saw that Sheena scene, actually. The after show included Jax and Brittany in it, and Jax was, like, sitting with, like, the Schwartz or the Toms. But anyways, he was like, you know, I think that this law needs to change. He's like, I think you get married, and then after 10 years, you have to go back to the court and say you want to continue the marriage, or you just want to, like, not continue.
Oh my gosh.
And he's like, and then you don't get a divorce. You just go through your life. You like, happened that nothing like that happened. It's not like divorcing. You don't get lawyers. And everyone's like, and, like, Schwartz, like, yeah. Like, you know, like, it was, he was very passionate about this new system.
Okay. Well, Schwartz is like, yeah, you didn't even last like anywhere near 10 years. So,
I know, so like, exactly. But like, maybe like, yeah, it was just really funny though. I'm like, oh my God, these boys.
I mean, Brittany also knew there were all the signs. Like, the reason, again, I did a rewatch of a Vanderbump, something's wrong with me. But, and Jax, like, he had a come to Jesus moment when his father passed, and he was like, and Brittany was there for me. She was there for me. And so I feel like, you know, that that's what pushed him to marry her. But I mean, there were all the signs for Brittany to be like, this is probably not gonna, you're probably gonna go through quite a bit in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you guys, this time next week, I might be having a baby. So, yeah, I'm excited.
I mean, tell Roxanne to, like, take a few days off. Maybe I'll do a solo episode, y'all.
Oh, that would be great, Chantal. I would love for you to do that.
I will. What do you mean?
No, I know. So really do it.
Yeah, I know. Like, you don't have to, like, come on. Like, take your time. Take your time.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
I know. We shall see. Let's see how I'm feeling. I'm usually the type, as soon as I get home, I'm like running up the stairs, like doing laundry, all that stuff. So hopefully the fourth one stays like that too. Like, where I'm like,
you have like three other kids to take care of, but
I know. And then my kids are going to be on Easter break the following week. So I'm going to have like this newborn and then all my kids, and I'm going to be like, oh my God.
It's actually cute for everyone to like bond, you know, to get used to the new life that's about to happen for them.
Oh yeah, my son's gonna go crazy because he is such a mama's boy. So I'm afraid to see what happens with him. But the other girls know, so they're fine. But we hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. If you're not on our Patreon, join us. We have two additional episodes. But we love you guys so much. Thank you for supporting us, and we hope you have a wonderful weekend. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.